Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Ramaphosa has signed the climate change bill into law. This is the first piece of legislation in South Africa that's specifically aimed at addressing the effects of climate change by setting out a national climate change response. This includes mitigation and adaptation actions, and it means all level of governments will be compelled to take climate into account. The Presidential Climate Commission now becomes a statutory body that cannot be disbanded by the president. The Act commits South Africa to a 31% reduction in CO2 equivalent emissions and a fixed target for greenhouse gas emissions levels of 398 to 510 million tonnes by 2025 and 350 million to 420 million by 2030. Where extending the life of coal-fired power stations fits into all of this remains to be seen. A very decent trading update from South Africa's largest supplier of building materials, Cashbuild. In a statement to the JSE, Cashbuild says revenue increased 4% in the fourth quarter compared with the same period last year. Overall, revenue is up 3% for the last 52 weeks. Doesn't sound much, but it does raise a question. Are we looking at the DIY and home renovation market taking an upwards turn? Still no improvement, though, from Anglo-American subsidiary Kumba Iron Ore. It's reported a 24% drop in headline earnings per share as a result of weaker commodity prices and problems with logistics, in other words, Transnet Rail and Transnet Ports. Kumba has cut its dividend to 18 rand 77 a share, down 17%. Kumba CEO Mpumi Zikalala describes her company's performance as solid, but she notes a challenging macro and logistics environment. Kumba's cut back on production simply because it can't get enough onto Transnet's trains and out at Transnet's ports. On the JSE, a small improvement at the bell last evening, the all-share up just over 0.25%, the top 40 much the same. London's FTSE down 0.4%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq all just beneath flat. Tokyo, Hong Kong both down 0.5%, Sydney this morning flat. The US dollar back to 108 against the euro, the rand at 18.41 to the dollar, 19.96 to the euro, 23.73 to sterling. Gold at 2,416, platinum 948. Bitcoin just over 66,000, and Brent crude oil just over $81 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.